This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so picking up on something that Gina said, you had to read all the way down near the bottom of the jobs report this morning to find another nugget of good news, something called average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls. Wages rose again in October, up 4.9% year over year. But you got to listen all the way down to near the end of this next story to get the whole picture. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is our jobs guy.
When the pandemic hit, the economy shut down hard and fast, and millions of workers lost their jobs. But unlike after a typical recession, businesses started reopening and rehiring workers quickly. And now that the latest Delta wave is running out of steam, service industries are scrambling to hire, says Daniel Zhao at jobsite Glassdoor.
Wage growth over the last year has been strongest in leisure and hospitality and transportation and warehousing, sectors where we've heard the most acute reports of labor shortages, where employers need to raise wages most aggressively to actually attract workers.
Wages for non-supervisory and production workers are up 5.7% year over year. But there's something really important to keep in mind here. These wage increases are nominal, not real. And I don't mean imaginary. They're wage increases before accounting for inflation. And prices have increased, says University of Wisconsin economist Noah Williams.
Inflation is up somewhere between 4.5% to 5%, probably year over year. So, yeah, that 5.5% average wage gains is really only, you know, maybe a half to 1%.
In actual purchasing power. Now, lower-wage service workers are getting the biggest raises, more than 12% for bar and restaurant employees, around 8% for those in transportation and warehousing. But those workers are also the most vulnerable to increases in the cost of living, says Kate Bonn at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Wage increases that workers have seen recently are positive signs, but they have been balanced by inflation, particularly for workers who a larger part of their expenditures are things like used cars, fuel, utilities.
These big wage increases may not continue long term. Bond thinks workers will lose leverage as more people come off the sidelines to look for work and employers aren't so desperate to hire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.